We are on the fly right in the center of it all, right next to Four Corners here, where we have a lot of EA activity with the membership center and all kinds of different buildings here. And joining us, this is our Women Venture Day. And it's super exciting because we have never done Women Venture on the fly. And so this is a real treat to come out here and hear what a magical amount of stuff is done with this effort. You know, we all know modern day aviation and aerospace would not be what it is without all the accomplishments of the women who are involved. And Margaret Viola, did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did.
Margaret is joining me. She is the chairman of Women Venture here at EAA. Welcome to On the Fly, finally, and thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. This is a great feature.
So, yeah, we haven't been over here, and you have a nice little area here off to the side of the membership pavilion. And so I was here the other day chatting away in the membership pavilion, just not working. And there were many people coming through saying, where's Women Venture? You know, I want to get a T-shirt. So anyway, it's right next, and you're always here, right?
We're here with a physical presence for the first 3 days of the week as we prepare for our big main WinVenture Wednesday. After that, you can come and learn more about us in the Member Center. And you can always go on to the AirVenture app and type in Celebrating Women. And from there, you can see highlights of women presenting forums, speaking, teaching, all kinds of events, even flying aerobatics, you know, throughout the week.
Awesome. So tell our listeners, a lot of listeners maybe know about WinVenture. We all do. But there's a lot that goes into this program, and I want you to highlight, you know, some of the great features of becoming involved in Women Venture.
Sure. Well, the main thing is that you get involved in this sisterhood that spans the globe and is available to tap into year-round wherever you are. And I think a big part of that is the, like, mentors and inspirational speakers who can motivate you and encourage you to keep going, whatever your path on the aviation journey is. But specifically, here on the grounds, get a free T-shirt, and we do that every year with a different color so that women can find one another out here in crowds of hundreds of thousands of people. It's so great to know that if you see someone wearing that T-shirt, you can go up to them and ask them just about anything. So we normally do a large photo on the square. We're up to about 2,000 women showing up for most of those photos. This year, their selfies will make a collage, just, you know, to be compliant with some guidelines.
Yeah.
And then we do a lunch with phenomenal power speakers who come. We typically do other socials as well, and we make sure that women who are speaking or presenting in any capacity are highlighted and findable in the app.
And speaking of that, you have you've set up a great interview for us today. Margaret, we'll get back to other Women Venture stuff in the next segment, but why don't you introduce our guest?
Thank you so much. Well, it's my absolute honor, and I'm so humbled to be able to present Colonel Allison Black of the United States Air Force Special Operations Command. Colonel Black, thank you for coming and being with us today.
Thank you for having me. So humbled to be here. What an enormous event. We had no idea it was as big as it is. And it's about making an impact. So I am grateful for the ability to do that.
Thank you. Well, you certainly did yesterday in your power lunch speech. Can you give us some highlights of things that you wanted everyone to take away?
I think that, you know, there's a thread that runs through life, and it's about taking chances, about finding courage, and it's about finding purpose. And we're all searching for that purpose, whether it's in the air, whether it's on the ground, whether it's behind a desk, pick your passion. But it's find it, and here it's aviation. But it doesn't just take one person, right? I mentioned yesterday, you know, a good pilot or a great pilot needs great support team, whether it's the maintainer, whether it's the electronics expert in the Air Force, whether it's your crewmate, right? It's your co-pilot, your engineer, your aerial gunner, your load master. All of these people come together to support a mission, and then they all find purpose together. So this event, specifically why you had me here, was to touch young women. And I think you find often that we don't group up enough, we don't lift each other up enough. And to see the women, the young girls at Girl Venture the other night, and all the men, women, and children that were there yesterday, so empowering that it's all about pushing forward and not holding people down.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I know forever I'm going to remember, be humble, be credible, and approachable.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Right? Always strive. I think we should always be humble. I think you'll find in Air Force Special Operations, we don't talk a lot about what we do. And that's by design, by how we're raised. It's we look at each other and it's a smile, it's a nod, and it's remembering the missions that we were a part of. And there's something to that. It's not about me, it's about we, about us and the team. Credible, you're always working to build your credibility, right? Always. You show up every day. And then approachable, and we talked about that, and I feel the feedback I've gotten is that that was a key part, you know, is being approachable. You mentioned the t-shirts that all the women are wearing. That's, you're creating that approachability, which is phenomenal. Hey, come up and ask me a question. I'm open to that, and I'm not gonna turn my shoulder to you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we had a woman come up to the booth on Monday wearing her t-shirt from 2010, and she was telling me what a special moment that was. It's her favorite shirt, 11 years after that event. And that morning at the Camp Scholar Bus Park, she found another woman wearing the exact same 2010 t-shirt. What are the odds?
That's awesome. And it's coming together, men and women, right? We're responsible for growing ourselves, and we have to find groups to grow young women, but we also, as women, we have to grow young men.
Yes.
So we have to grow each other.
Yes.
And not be afraid to do so.
Love that. I love that.
It's so empowering. I can only imagine that, well, obviously you're a colonel in the United States Air Force, which
yes,
demands
sir.
Respect immediately anyway. But above and beyond that, the mentoring abilities that you have, and I don't know for how long you've known that this position lends itself so well to mentoring a future of women in not only in the military, but in aviation, aerospace, and, well, now special ops,
yes,
I think.
Sir. Yes, sir. I will tell you, and I shared this a little bit yesterday, too. That was a journey. You know, I think as a young woman, as a young airman, I didn't look for the opportunities to mentor others. I was just head down trying to find my way. And it was feedback from others that valued what I had to say. Because I don't know how much value I placed in what I was saying or what I brought to the fight. And it was constant reminders. And then to your point, sir, the rank allows me to influence, whether they like it or not.
That's right.
It allows me to influence, but in a positive way, and gives you a platform. And not just starting, it's just putting yourself out there. Knowing that I don't like talking about myself. I'd much rather talk about everybody else. But that your story matters and it's inspiring, and that you have to put yourself out there and do it.
Well, when you personally grow, when you personally do your path, which you've done, and then get to a point after so much hard work, and then be able to look out and say, hey, I did this, you can do this too, and here's how, and we're going to be humble, we're going to talk about this, we're going to grow this. And Margaret, I mean, to the point, Women Venture is all about this and so much more, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Those magical moments, I think, and you never stop kind of needing that. You always have to have that current to tap into, and you got to kind of provide your own to be part of it and keep the energy going. And so it's really great to, that's what keeps me going here. I'm so glad I can come back. I mean, I need that personally, and it's fun to be able to help give that a little bit too.
It's great. These venues are pulling people together, pulling families together, pulling young Margaret together, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, that was this cherry on top of my experience. You know what's incredible is that we had a young Margaret. She was 8 years old. People were allowed to come up and ask questions yesterday at the end of the power lunch. And this young girl, the microphone was double her size, and she stood there and she waited and she said, I want to be a pilot. What advice do you have? And she had just taken the first step. She said her dream out loud. And I challenge everybody, say your dream out loud. I'm stealing that from Megan, she's a Tomcat pilot that I met just the other day.
Wow.
It's true. She was bold enough, out of the chairs, showed up, and we will all, hundreds of us will never forget that moment. And I can't wait to see what she's gonna do when she conquers the world.
That's so special. Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear those kind of stories because that's what AirVenture is all about, like from A to Z. So we have about a minute left. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing to our audience about women in aviation, women venture, and or the U.S. Air Force?
I would say, if you have myths about the military in general or Air Force Special Operations, we've got plenty of operators there in the Boeing Plaza. Please come by and talk to us. We're approachable. They better be humble. They're definitely credible. And I would say, to everybody, young men, women alike, have the guts to try.
Love that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, Colonel Black, thank you so much for joining us on the Fly. I know you have a crazy busy schedule. You just came from another radio interview, and I'm sure you're going to something else. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Margaret, we'll be back to chat some more in just a moment. J-Mont G, we're on the Fly over by the Membership Plaza, by Four Corners, right here between Membership and the Ford Air Venture big tent here. You can't miss us. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.